Welcome to the Moms Who Money podcast, where every week we chat about all things related to money, mom life, mindset, and spirituality. I'm your host, Eileen Joy, and I am a money and mindset coach for moms, teaching you how to confidently go from living paycheck to paycheck to making money easy. Money doesn't have to be hard. It is possible to break the chains, and I'm going to show you how. Get ready to join the Moms Who Money. Welcome back to the Moms Who Money podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. My mission is to help you to stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back, invest with confidence, and set your kids up for life. I would be eternally grateful if you would please share this episode with your friends and family. The more shares, ratings, and reviews that the show gets, the more the show will be shared by the algorithm with other women just like you. And if you've been enjoying the show, please consider leaving a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And if you listen on Apple iTunes, please leave a glowing review so that women just like you can find the show. If you're anything like my clients, you've either been too terrified to invest because you think it's too hard, too complicated, or too risky, or you're too busy taking care of everyone but yourself to pay attention to your finances, so you just keep telling yourself that you have time, you're still young, and you're just hoping that somehow it all will work out someday. Or maybe you already have your finances under control, but you're not sure if you're doing the right thing for you, and you just want to make sure that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. So if any of these sound like you, you're in the right place. I've created a safe space here at Moms Who Money to talk about one of the most avoided and taboo subjects, money. I absolutely love talking about money with anyone who will listen. And we've been taught by society that it's not okay to talk about money, especially as women. We're taught to stay small, keep quiet, let the man handle it, or to hire someone to take care of it for you. They say, don't worry your pretty little head about the finances, right? Have you ever heard that? Did you ever hear from your mom or your grandma, marry rich, or go to law school to get your MRS, right? Your missus. Well, I call BS on that, right? There are plenty of women that I speak with on a daily basis that have let their partner deal with the finances, and they have no clue where anything is or how to access accounts. And they never talk with their partner about their finances, or if they do talk about it, it turns into an argument. So the money talks just get fewer and fewer. So the difficult conversations are avoided. They tell me that they hope that everything's okay and that they'll be taken care of if there's an emergency or even in retirement down the road. Ladies, it is time to stop playing dumb. It's time to step up and become part of the conversation. You matter, and your kids matter. There's also plenty of men that I speak with that come to me ashamed. They come to me ashamed that they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing with their finances, and they feel that because they're the man, right? They were taught that they have to be the provider and the protector of the family, and that they're now pretending to know what they're doing. And then they end up in mountains of debt and no retirement savings. And then they're only feeling like they're letting their whole family down because they're just too embarrassed to talk about it with their partner. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Everyone is just walking around completely uninformed and too proud to talk about it. So it just gets avoided, and then the problem gets worse and worse and worse. Go listen to episode number 43, Is Shame Forcing You Into Financial Ruin, after you finish this episode. It's so good. What if you all of a sudden find yourself single? What if you get a divorce or your partner dies? What happens now? What's your plan? Do you know what to do? The best time to find out is now, before there's an issue. If you're perfectly happy with your partner, but you never talk about money, or you kinda talk about money, start talking about it more. Go back and listen to episode number 96, The Secret Weapon for Financial Bliss, Money Dates. My one-on-one financial coaching client, Maria, she was so excited when we started talking about investing. I had explained to her that investing isn't optional, right? It's not optional if you wanna retire. And she was especially excited when we set up her accounts, and she was able to fire her financial advisor just like I did. And she learned how to invest all on her own, just like a pro, without paying all those fees. And now she's on her way to retiring on her own terms instead of wondering if she'll ever be able to retire. And of course, We've set her kids up for their own investment accounts too, so that they can build their own financial fortunes, and then they'll never have to worry about money in their lifetimes. And this all happened because Maria had the courage to reach out to me and schedule a consultation. And now she's set her family up for a legacy that will be passed down to her grandkids and future generations. If you want these results for you and your family, please reach out to me. You can reach me on my website, momswhomoney.com, set up a consultation, or even a 90-minute financial power session. Getting a financial education will change your life, and the ripple effect that you'll have on your family and all of those around you will be so huge, and it will last for generations to come. It all starts to become clearer when you realize how much of the hype that you've bought into. Living on loans, paying interest, and comparing yourself to everyone else. Keeping up with the Joneses and being jealous of all the things that your neighbor has and that you don't. The thing is, when you stop caring about what other people think of you, the need to take on more debt to impress others just becomes ridiculous. Start to notice the things that trigger you when you're on your phone scrolling, or even if you're in a conversation, or if you overhear a conversation between people who are talking about all the things that they're doing to renovate their homes, or the backstage passes that they get to a concert, or the lavish vacations they're taking, or just the random stuff that they buy. Notice, does it trigger you, right? Does it trigger you to want those same things? Or do you say things to yourself like, oh, it must be nice, or how do they afford all those things, right? Then you go ahead and you start feeling bad about yourself. And then you tell yourself that you need these things too in order to feel important. And you're always telling yourself that you should be so much further ahead than you are now. And you're just hoping that someday you'll be able to start saving and investing your money. And you wonder how you're going to teach your kids about money. So you say things like, don't spend all of your money in one place. Or you tell them to just save some money. But what's that really doing? What that's doing is just teaching them that money is meant to be spent. Remember those four buckets? Saving, investing, giving, and spending? You need to be using all of these buckets at the same time, because it's not about how much you spend, it's about how much you keep. And as we know, money isn't taught in school. You didn't learn about the four buckets in school, and neither are your kids. And right now, inflation is so high, and the banks are charging extremely high interest rates on loans and on credit card fees, and most people are in debt up to their eyeballs. Did you know that 78% of Americans don't even have $400 put aside for an emergency? One small health issue, a car repair, or an emergency vet bill, and they're doomed. Many of the women who come to me don't have more than $1,000 saved. And then there's women who come to me with over $100,000 in cash and have no idea what to do with it. What kind of credit card offers do you get in the mail? Every time that you use your credit card and you don't pay the bill in full each month, you're paying at least 20 to 30% interest on your purchases. So every single month when you live on your credit cards and you hope that you have the money to pay the bill when it's due, you're living on the edge. And then you're setting yourself up for financial failure. And you know the banks are never going to help you get out of debt. They're going to continue to send you offers to entice you to spend more money just using their credit cards. I get offers all the time reminding me that I can use the unused credit that I have to purchase vacations or recreational vehicles and clothing. I was in a conversation with one of my clients recently about this topic, and we were discussing all the different ways that credit card companies trick you into spending more money, like their cashback offers for specific things or to get more points for rewards. It's amazing how many people sign up for the rewards only to start overspending to get them, and then they can't pay the bill in full when it comes, and that's how the debt cycle begins. It's when you're not paying attention, right? It's when you're not paying attention. And instead of being intentional with your money, and as inflation keeps rising, your money becomes worth less and less and less. So if you're not being intentional with your money and giving it a purpose, you'll be running on that hamster wheel for the rest of your life at your job, right? Your J-O-B that's keeping you just over broke. They have that carrot dangling in front of you with that little raise each year that doesn't even cover inflation. So remember that investing is not optional. And if you're not doing it, you need to start now for you and for your kids. What you think you know about investing is probably wrong, which is what's keeping you afraid to invest. Whenever women come to me and ask me questions about investing, they're asking me all the wrong questions. And it's because they don't understand investing and how it works and what to do. The first step of investing is not investing. It's learning about investing and then creating your investment goals so that you know how much, why, and where to invest. This is being intentional. I get asked all the time, what app should I use for investing, or how much should I invest every month? Well, remember what I always say, personal finance is personal. I'll say it again, personal finance is personal. I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer until we work on your own personal finance situation and your goals. You could start investing, but without a clear path, what are you really investing for? My grandparents had set up an investment account for me right after I was born, and they contributed to it regularly, and that account ended up paying for my college education. I had no student loans. And my mother, she set up an investment account for my son when he was born. And it already has tens of thousands of dollars in it for his education. And she contributes to it regularly so that my son can use that money for college. And since he's brilliant and he'll most likely be attending college, you know, we're going to need it, right? It's going to be extremely helpful for him. So you see how generational patterns of money work in that way? And then, of course, I taught my son how to open up his own investment account. So he has the account that my mom set up for him, plus his own account that already has thousands and thousands of dollars in it just from his allowance. So I highly recommend not waiting until the last minute to start learning about money, right? Don't wait till the last second to start taking control over your own finances. Start now, right? Start now before there's an issue, right? Before you worry, before the kids have a year or two before college, before you're really broke, and before you realize that you want to retire in a few years and you've run out of time. Not being prepared to live your life through your money is a direct result of not learning about money in school. And your parents never taught you about money because they didn't learn about it in school either, right? You've learned how to use one of the buckets really well, even though there's three other buckets that remain unused or kind of used, right? So here's the hard truth. Every time you get paid, your money should be divided up into these buckets. I rearranged my entire life so that I could make this happen. It's a non-negotiable for me. I never take money from my retirement account because that's for my retirement. And I have accounts set up for very specific things, and that money is earmarked for those things. And I won't spend it on anything else. I am very intentional with my money, and I teach my clients to do the exact same. I've set up my own personal finance, personal journey according to my own financial goals, right? No one's plans like mine, right? No one's plans exactly the same. So you need to recognize how much those Joneses really mean to you and make a decision to stop caring so much, right? Stop caring so much what other people think of you and your things. Stop taking on debt to impress people who don't even care. They're not paying your bills. You are. Getting a financial education is just something that you need to seek out on your own when you're ready. And it's time to be ready. If you resonated with this episode today, please take a screenshot and share it with your friends. My mission is to help you stop stressing about your money so that you can take your power back and invest with confidence and then set your kids up for life. If you're ready to once and for all take control of your money, it's time to reach out to me. Feel free to either email me at eileen@eileenjoy.com or go ahead and schedule a 90-minute financial power session or a consultation for personalized one-on-one financial coaching. The scheduling link is on my website, momswhomoney.com, and I'll put it in the show notes as always. You can always find me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You can always message me there as well. And all those links are on my website and in the show notes. There's no reason for you not to be able to find me. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Join me next time as we dive into another fascinating topic in the world of money and mom life. And if you found this valuable, inspiring, and worthy of your time, please take a screenshot of this episode and share it with your friends and family. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so grateful for you being here. And please take a moment to thank yourself for being here today and taking the time to invest in yourself. And remember that you are your own best investment. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, please share on your social media and tag me at Eileen Joy Money Coach so I can see which episodes you're loving. The only way this podcast grows is by you sharing it. Please rate, review, and subscribe down below. See you next week.